bitches, just want y'all to know this episode is sponsored by the podcast Stranger. Each week, Jason Horton, he revisits a different year, maybe 83, 84, 97, who knows, along the strange history and culture happening during that year. Get your weekly weird history fix with Stranger. You can find Stranger on all major podcast platforms.
This episode is also sponsored by the podcast Dating Confessions with Alicia and Jack. It is intended for immature listeners over the age of 18. Does hearing about crazy shit that happens in other people's lives make you feel better about your own? Each week, Alicia and Jack share scandalous, raunchy, and straight-up crazy dating and relationship stories submitted by crazy fucks like you. You can find Dating Confessions with Alicia and Jack on your favorite podcasting app and on their website at www.confessionspod.com.
Coming in hot. Starts now, bitches.
Like your mama's chest, your ears are now coming in hot with your host, Brett Lesson Kool-Aid.
Bitches.
Welcome to the show, ladies and germs.
Welcome to season fucking two, bitches.
We got our new studio. We got all new equipment.
Everything.
We have fucking Life and Idol performing tonight in the Blue Oyster Lounge.
Badass.
Super fucking stoked about that.
Yeah, I'm excited for that tonight.
We've got the new segment, Pink It or Stink It. Some of the fans, some of the listeners called in, gave us their Pink It or Stink It, so we're going to go through those tonight.
You can smell it in the studio.
Oh, you can smell. So we were supposed to start, I don't know, 15 minutes ago, and Les is nowhere to be found.
He's late as always. This dude, he's just late.
Dude, never on time. This dude is never on time.
He's probably sleeping.
Dude, I got $5 says he's trying to fucking put a meat casserole in a crock pot somewhere.
I guarantee he is, dude. I mean,
fucking cocksucker.
Dude will buy like low grade horse meat or like.
Oh, that's the worst.
He's like, dude, I drive all the way up to Gary, Indiana, man, and I go to the fucking swap meet. There's a dude named Carlos out there, and I buy fucking like horse meat from him out of his car.
Dude, and it's probably from the baby horses, bro.
Oh, man.
It's probably, dude, he gets the fucking miniature horse meat, dude. He's like, I only use the miniature horse
really,
meat.
It's mini horse. And then I make a beef casserole out of it.
Fucking.
And then, dude, he puts like 6 onions in there.
Dude, you know that motherfucker's putting 6 onions in that.
I like it. I like the taste of it.
Motherfucker puts one on his thumb and just walks around eating it like a fucking, like an apple, dude.
Oh, dude. He tried opening a spot at the fair once, fucking just selling fucking thumb, fucking onions.
Fucking kicked his ass out. They're like, you didn't get a permit.
They're just onions. Why do you let the Lions Club sell them, but I can't sell them?
Fucking Lions Club. Onion eating motherfuckers.
Man. Oh my God. You know that motherfucker his mom used to pack an onion.
No way.
On his lunch, dude. He had his lunchbox, dude. He had just a fucking big Vidalia onion. It was every Wednesday, he told me.
I knew they grew them in the backyard, but I didn't know it was fucking like that.
No, that's pretty much. He said his grandma showed him how to grow them real big and. You know, took off from there, I guess.
But yeah, but you just can't like eat an onion whole. I mean, just an onion with the skin on.
Does he put salt on it, you think, or pepper?
I don't know.
A little mustard.
We'll have to ask him when he gets here.
A little butter, maybe.
Oh, I definitely bet he puts some like hot molten butter on it. Like, it brings out the onion flavor. It's good.
Dude, he ever show you his onion bag he carries around?
No, he hasn't.
You know how people fucking go morel mushroom hunting?
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker just goes onion hunting all the time, dude.
Onion eating motherfucker.
Fucking green onions, dude. He's all over those bitches. All over. He's out here fucking. I thought he was eating grass like a horse when he came and visited, dude. I look over this motherfucker's like, I'm like, Les, are you eating the grass? He's like, you know how many onions you got in this yard? You know you got a lot of onions. You need to harvest these and pick them.
Man.
I'm like, Les.
You could have made a bundle off of him.
I think he picked him before he left. I think he got up early in the morning, bro, and fucking went outside with his onion bag, bro, and just fucking cleaned me out.
It's like an 8-hour drive.
Cocksucker. Yeah, at least.
Oh, dude. The
10-hour.
Car, dude. I bet it's
10-hour drive. Funny.
It smelled like White Castle in that car, dude.
Oh, all the time.
Oh.
His butthole smells like a fucking hot garbage can of White Castle, dude, out back.
Like in the summertime?
In the summertime, bro. When the raccoons got in, opened some of the bags.
Rancid ass fucking onion ass, dude.
Oh, fucking nasty. Fucking Les.
Eat that, Les. This is what you get for being late, Les.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be late again.
Don't ever be late. Man. Don't call me up at fucking 12 o'clock at night telling me you're bleaching your butthole. I don't give a fuck what you're doing.
Bro, you come hold my hair for me?
Come on.
What the fuck are you talking about, Les?
Come on, big dog. Help brother out.
You don't have hair.
No. He doesn't.
Why the fuck I gotta come hold your hair up, bitch?
Because I just need help. I need help. Fuck you. Like,
bro, you have a fucking... You have a fucking shaved head. What the fuck?
He don't know that. Don't tell him. Don't say
no,
that.
No, he don't.
He thinks he's got like a whole lion's fucking mane up there, dude. He thinks he looks like Fabio.
Napa knee less.
I would ask if there's anybody down in Napa knee lip that's listening, but you got to have electricity first.
Bro, think about that motherfucker with the Amish beard only. No mustache.
Them little curly cues on the side of his head.
Well, he already wears suspenders all the time. He'd fit right
in. I know he does. What the fuck is with that?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't.
He weighs like $120 and fuck.
Well, it's not even that, bro. Why the fuck are you wearing suspenders? You got a belt on. Like, that defeats the suspender. Like, the belt's holding up your pants. The suspenders are for looks?
I guess. But he's got like all them pins. Like, he works at like, you know? But he doesn't. They're like, you know, it says like hang 10 and like word up, bro. And, you know, like he just decorated them like he works at fucking Chili's.
That motherfucker collects pins and puts them on his suspenders. You know, he gets home, dude. He takes off his shirt and he's just got the suspenders on with the,
all fucking night. Dude.
All fucking care, night, dude. He told me one night, dude, he fell asleep. He must have turned wrong. He bent one of the post studs on the back.
Oh.
Dude, he was so fucking mad.
Right in his nipple, too, I bet.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's got... Dude, Les got baloney nipples.
Oh, I know, dude.
He's got big baloney nipples, dude.
Fuck, man.
I don't fucking... I didn't want to tell everybody. I'd slap a piece
of bread on them motherfuckers to go to town.
Shit, motherfucker, put a tortilla on that motherfucker. Get me hooked up.
Put some mustard. Fry that motherfucker up.
Get me hooked up. Shit. You ain't got toothpicks? Don't even
like
worry about it.
Just like mom used to make, dude. Just like mom used to make.
Shit. Man, I grew up on some motherfucking fried bologna on tortillas with some mustard. And they're so fucking fire.
Dude, those are gross. I hated. I like mustard now. But as a kid.
You didn't like mustard?
No, I hated mustard. Your mom put a whole bottle on one.
No, it wasn't a whole bottle.
Dude, it was a whole bottle. Dude, it would run out on the plate.
It dripped out like fucking A1 sauce or something. Dude, you're like, damn.
It was gross. And then she's like, put that back in the bottle.
Dude, I ain't had bologna in like, 20 years.
It's been like 6 days.
Damn, you ate bologna 6 days ago. You're eating tortilla, fucking mustard bologna sandwiches.
I'm in the corner just crying, fucking watching The Notebook, eating tortilla and bologna fucking sandwiches, dipping it in spicy.
You got fucking bologna on both of your nipples, dude. You're just like rubbing the bologna. Walking around like
a mess.
And now you're on to better things with better Kool-Aid things. And less.
Here's to the new studio.
New studio.
All my loyal listeners.
All your loyal listeners. I love that.
all five of you. Thank you. Oh, six. We got Toledo, Ohio, I think.
You know who we don't have? China.
Yeah. We're getting them. We're going to fucking get them.
I don't think we're getting them anytime soon here.
Oh, man.
Call it a hunch.
I think we're going to get them. I got a good feeling about it.
Give it about 5 months. They'll come into it.
They'll be last on. They're always last. We're just getting through 1985 right now, so it's pretty good.
No shit. Cyndi Lauper hair.
Oh, I love it. I smell it.
Girls just want to have fun. Oh, girls.
You think he's in there getting yelled at right now?
Well, I think so. I think he's going to be in punishment. It's like Jenny says
this. You think he's laying down the law? I told you, I don't like chicken pot pies. I want beef.
You think Jen's going to let him come out and play? You think so?
I hope so. He's got to eat his pot pie, though, first. He's got to finish it. She's like, you can go in there once you finish your pot pie. He's like, I don't like it. I want to eat it. Go eat your pot pie and you can go play with the boys.
Mm-hmm. Oh. But Jen.
I don't like eating them. Stupid.
Make me two.
Two, yeah.
Can you microwave it? It's a lot faster.
Just thaw them out. I don't like them too hot. I want them room temperature.
Oh, shit. No, top it off with some zingers.
Melt that bitch on top of there. I don't care. I want cheese. It's a layer. It's a pot pie, a zinger, and cheese. I bet he's outside picking fucking apples right now.
Apples and onions.
Oh, man, he loves. He always tries to say that you love the big onions.
Give me the big ones.
No, he likes like them little fucking green ones, dude. He like picks them in a bundle and like, argh. You know, like it's fucking celery. Sounds like a fucking horse.
No, Brett, you're supposed to eat the white part. No, I ate the whole thing.
The best part.
Oh, shit.
Dips it straight up horseradish. Fucking just eats it. He sweats.
Mm-hmm.
He just sweats out onions all day long.
Yes. Onions and cock. That's the two things he likes best.
He loves cock, too.
He loves the cock. Mm-hmm.
That's probably what he's doing right now, dude. He's probably online looking up like famous cock and fucking
Abraham Lincoln
cock pictures.
Give that fucker $50,000. Oh.
Oh man. Dude, he'll do it for $12.
Right.
Shit. He'll do it for $12 and mow your fucking lawn.
Hell yeah.
Shit, dude. He's cock crazy.
No shit. He'll stare at your eyes the whole time, licking his lips.
Oh man. And fucking then he'll eat all your fucking onions in the house.
Mm-hmm. Right. What you got there? Oh, it's an onion.
What is it? Is that onion? Is that Vidal onion? Was that white onion? What is that? Yellow?
Right. Oh, I was going to make.
He always carries around like the little can of like the pearly white onions.
Remember that time Jen got pissed because she was going to make chili? you ate all the onion! Brad!
What'd I miss? Yeah. Anything?
No. Just chili talk. We're talking chili.
Spank it or stink it, baby.
All right, folks.
I'm a fan of doing both, so you know who I am.
You're on the fence. You're on the fence.
And I should probably just sit in the background.
And when we say on the fence, people, it's a picket fence.
Yeah. It's one of those sharp ones that goes up in the asshole. And the pooper box and the fart stinker. And the daddy duker, you know what I mean? New segment, Pink It or Stink It. This one is from Nick and Dave at our bromance we got going with Bunkerfly. They sent this one in. Let's hear what they got to say.
All right.
What's going on, boys? It's Nick calling from the bunker. Love the show. Had to be a part of this new segment. So I'd love to get your take on vaping. I'm talking all different kinds of vaping, from your mama's blue e-cig to your daddy's 300-watt rig blowing plumes the size of smokestacks. Vaping. Where's the line between cool and not cool? Is there such thing as cool vaping? Does it matter what the vape device? Does it matter what you're vaping? These are the thoughts that keep me up at night. So, gentlemen, I ask you, vaping, pink it or stink it?
First off, I just want to say, Nick, what a lovely voice you have. You are like a sweet angel sent down to earth.
He's a sweet little baby angel just sent down.
I hear the onion in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
All right. Boys, what do you think?
Vaping, I've done it. I've done it as far as when it came out and it was popular.
And I remember that about the time you started sucking cock.
That's about the time I started sucking dick, ironically, though. That wasn't
and wearing socks and sandals.
I don't think that goes hand in hand though, Kool-Aid.
I think it does.
Les, where you at on this?
I don't know, because it's like, what's more cooler, the plume of the smoke or the actual machine that you're getting this out of?
All right, now hold up though. I mean? They also asked. Nick also asked. Any form now, the marijuana is amazing when you're vaping it.
Oh, the vape pen? Okay.
Yeah. It's amazing.
We had the little vape pipes before there was even vaping. Remember the little electronic pipes? You pack it full of weed, you just hit the button.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. No, I'm with you on that.
That's a vaporizer, though. That's a vaporizer. Vape pen, yeah.
We're talking about something that you can...
I know that.
We're talking about the e-cigs and, like, nicotine. Yeah.
Well, I was talking about the weed ones, too, though.
Yeah.
He's asking pink it or stink it on any of them. The weed ones are amazing because there's no smell. You can be anywhere and just hit that motherfucker and put it away and nobody has any idea.
Now let's go down to like
you saying pink it then on the marijuana ones?
I'm going pink it on smoking weed and I'm going stink it on all the rest of the bullshit.
Yeah, because they sell zero milligram fucking vape juice.
Motherfucker, what are you doing? Pick up a cigar. Pick up a cigarette. I don't give a fuck. Some chewing tobacco.
Get a pipe.
Hey.
Go home. So what are you saying? Shave your fucking chest and put down the fucking vaping pen.
I'd feel better with the pipe. If you had a pipe or a vape, hit that pipe. I'm probably gonna like ask you to slow dance.
That's kind of where I'm at. It's kind of like the feminine version of the cigar.
No one has ever called me and said, hey, come over and vape. They've been like, hey, man, you want to come over and smoke a blunt?
Right.
I can't give you a shotgun off of vape. How am I going to give you a shotgun off of vape?
What are you going to do right now if Les calls you up and tells you to swing by to vape?
I'm gonna tell him to go suck his own dick.
Yeah, that's what you're going to tell him. No.
True. He would. He would.
What's he want? To reach around?
Right. What's he going to do? Try to lick my butthole? I don't know.
Right.
Hey, Josh, I got that brand new banana, man. Come on over.
Doesn't work for me. Doesn't work. And you just look stupid. You got this little machine, and you try to hide it in your hand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want people, and then you're blowing out this, and sometimes some of the shit stinks. I mean, it smells good. I'll give it that. At least it don't stink. It's like, would you rather watch, like, UFC with a beer and a blunt and a cigarette, or would you rather watch John Stamos and like an A&E Life movie while vaping.
Right.
That's what it's like.
Right.
And I'm not watching John fucking Stamos.
I'm saying that ratio is like 90-10, not vaping.
Yeah.
Unless it's some weed. I mean, I'll smoke weed all day long. I don't give a fuck.
All right. So we can agree? Stink it?
Let's agree. I'm there.
Yeah, all right. Stinking it. All right. Next pink it or stink it we got, guys, is from Randy in Illinois. Let's hear what Randy's got to say. Randy?
Ooh, Randy!
Randy!
This is Randy from Illinois. I'm in the witness protection program. Pink it or stink it. Sucking on toes.
Oh, shit.
What are you guys at on that?
Randy, wow. Where you been all my life? Where you been all my life, Randy?
Dude, what did Randy do to get in the witness protection program, bro?
Sucking toes, baby. Sucking toes.
It had to have been.
They put you in jail for that shit, man. Hell yes, Randy. I suck toes for a living, bro.
Damn.
I turn dollars into dimes. I don't give a fuck sucking toes.
I cannot remember the last toe I sucked, but I remember my toe being sucked.
But did you like it?
I borderline. I walked the fence.
Walked hard. Walked hard, then.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Randy shouldn't have told us he lived in Illinois if he's in the witness protection program.
Leave it to somebody to bust him out.
Are you really going to try to travel to Illinois? Go to Illinois and find Randy?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I feel like Randy could have a T-shirt deal if he played his cards right.
Anybody in Chicago, Illinois, let me know if you like sucking toes. Come on down. Come on down to the toe sucking convention.
All right. So sucking on a toe. All right, gentlemen. Have you never been there? You've never been just knobbing on a toe for a minute?
Yeah. Love a toe.
I mean, what's your go-to toe cooling? Is it a big toe? Is it the little toe? Is it the middle toe?
Is it the pity?
It's always the big toe. It's the big toe and then the toe next to it. Always that. But the part in, what is that?
Kool-Aid, I imagine you to put like all five of the toes in your mouth because you like a big wad at once in your mouth.
I show the whole foot.
Yeah, the whole foot is what I'm thinking.
Toe to heel, I do.
Toe to heel.
Oh, my God. You know, like when you see them girls in porn and like the cock's like hitting the side of her mouth, that's what I'm like with a foot.
A whole foot.
You know? I'm like not even gagging. I'm like taking the whole foot down. I'm like.
Randy from Illinois wants to know, Pinkett or Stinkett on sucking them toesies. Where are we at? I'm Pinkett.
I guess I'm going to pink it.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
Less is on the fence.
Less was waiting for somebody to say something.
Honestly.
He's online looking at toes right now. He's like,
I got my phone right here.
There he goes.
John Stamos tongue.
Les's whole phone ain't nothing but feet.
You know, Les told me last week, he's like, I love that edible nail polish that Roxy been buying for her toes. And I'm like, edible? And he's like, yeah, dude, it's like fucking licorice and cotton candy.
You get high off it.
But he's talking about opening up the little bottle, dude. He's fucking sitting there smelling that shit.
Who actually, the fuck are we taking that Jello shit off the fucking food at work and shit?
Oh, I forgot about that.
See, I got to rub it on chick's feet and eating it off. You know, it's like chicken grease and shit all up on there. Ugh.
See, that's the smell that makes me want to suck your toe.
I bet that is. We know it is.
I'll drink champagne off them toes. I don't give a fuck.
All right. Randy from Illinois, I'm pinking it. Where you guys at?
Pinking it.
All right,
pinking
Randy, it. Illinois toes, pink it.
Pink it, baby.
All right, next pink it or stink it we got is from Corey.
Corey? Peacock?
I think you guys should talk about taking shits at work because that's what I'm doing right now. Keep it up, guys.
Okay. Corey wanted to know about taking shits at work, bro.
As they say, paid to poop.
Paid to poop, exactly.
Getting paid to poop. I think that's an already in there. That's just, we even need to talk about it?
Well, I'd like to say I think you train your body to know when you get to work you're taking probably your second poop.
Second or third, at least,
yeah.
Shit, sometimes the first.
How many times you just go in the bathroom to take a shit and you don't even need to take a shit, but you just want to chill for about 15?
20 is about the average time you got to poop in that work. 20 minutes.
When's the first time you realized that? It was at Pizza Hut for me when I was about 16. I realized I was getting paid to take that dookie.
Yeah. Nice. See, it's working in the food business. It's probably... No, you can go to a factory and take a dump. You know, I've worked in factories, take a dump.
They on you a little bit more with that shit, though, ain't they?
Not too much, but, like, man, like, you work in the restaurant business, you're already pissed off. You don't want to be
there. And people are looking for you for whatever it is you're doing. Yeah,
they're taking a big old shit, and you don't give a fuck.
I need a set of fries.
How was that Foster print job you had?
I'd go in. I mean, the first thing I do is go in, take a shit. And then about 45 minutes later, go take a shit, go smoke a cigarette.
Damn, you planned your shits.
You know? I don't plan them. They just come to me.
Are you a regular shitter?
Oh, man, I shit like 17 to 12 times
a day. Yeah, man. I'm not going to lie. I don't think that's healthy to shit that many. Jameson
goes right through you and just...
Damn.
Wow. You know. I can't do that, dude.
You know, half my day is spent shit. My thing is, though, you go take a shit, and it's always when you got to take a shower and you got to be somewhere. You go take a shit. It's already a big shit you done took.
Yeah.
Then you get in the shower, yeah, and you got to shit again. Why didn't all the poop come out the first time?
Or even worse, you got to piss again, too. And now you're like, is it okay to pee? Is my wife going to walk in and catch me sitting here peeing while I jack off? Like, I don't want to get caught, you know?
I don't want to get kicked out of the Salvation Army.
Oh, wait. Hold on, Josh. Les, so we're saying, like, if a guy came in and caught you jacking off, like, how would you feel?
I had to get Les up to speed. Fucking uncomfortable here. I mean, if I'm
Just gonna let, you're just not going to finish and let him watch?
Yeah. Come on.
Well, you know what? I'd look him right in the eyes and like do it like really fucking hard. We're getting totally off track.
Yeah.
I'm taking a shit. I'm jacking off. Looking a stranger in the eye. I'm pinking it.
I guess who is it? You know what I mean? What's the guy look like?
John Stamos' brother Steve.
I mean, what's the guy look like? Let's be honest here.
Oh, he's no John Stamos, but he's Steve Stamos.
You ever seen Brokeback Mountain? Doesn't look like either two of those guys.
No, not but they have hair.
Right. Okay. I bet he's got like a 70s porn mustache.
Yeah, bro. He's got one of those fucking dipper dandies. Just fucking
watching him shit and jack off at the same time while you're at work.
We getting sidetracked, bro. I've got to poop this motherfucker.
Shit at work, though, I'm all with it. I'm paid to poop.
Yeah, I'm with paying to poop. Pay to poop.
I'm PTP. Paid to poop.
Pay to poop. Paid to poop. PTP, baby.
Pinking it.
Believe it or not, we've got former mayor from Minnesota.
What?
Jesse Ventura has called into the show.
Shit. Holy shit.
Let's hear what Jesse's got to say, guys.
Gentlemen, Jesse the Body Ventura here calling from my home state of Minnesota. The coronavirus is going around destroying lives, wreaking havoc on people's comfort zones. Make sure you stay hydrated, drink lots and lots of potable water. I ask you, coronavirus, pink it or stink it?
Uncle Jesse, we just ain't touching it.
Mm-mm.
That's enough going on in the world. We just ain't touching it.
No, we're here to get away from that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is your escape, people.
Yeah.
We're gonna...
It's like if he was in prison and he was in D block and he wanted to get out, This is where you go.
Is D block.
This is F block.
Hey,
this is where all the lube.
Of the name of the green room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Dickalicious block.
But Uncle Jesse, we do appreciate you calling in.
Yes.
We loved you in WWF.
Yes. We liked you as Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah.
I loved when he played Sergeant Slaughter.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. That was pretty good. Boys, yes. we've got a mid-roll ad read we got to get knocked out here. We've got a Bunker Fly podcast. They are fucking hilarious, dude. I didn't think there was anybody else that sounds like us or that does the stupid shit or tells the stupid fucking stories. Those guys that record out of the
Goodwill parking lot?
Who, Bunker Fly? Yeah. Dave used to work for Salvation Army, but he got fired because he was out there ringing the bell in July, and everybody kind of knew, you know, like Christmas is 6 months away,
right,
5 months away. Like, this ain't normal. I
think Dave actually got fired for forgetting to turn the money in.
Oh, yeah. Forgetting an air quotes. Forgetting. Dave, we still love you, buddy.
We love the show.
Well, we're just glad you got Nick. You know, Nick kind of keeps it together.
Thank God he's got Nick. Yes.
Thank God for Nick. Hey, hashtag thank God for Nick. You know what I mean?
But folks, if you like the shit we do on here, please, please give them a fucking try. Please.
Fucking hilarious.
Because pretty soon, you're going to get the crossover. You are going to get the hot, stinky, sweaty fucking ball crossover the fucking summer. You thought that shit with Thanos and shit was hot? Wait till you fucking hear this.
Yes, morons with mics meet assholes with mics. It's going to happen.
Whatever. Sucking toes and fucking $50,000, baby.
Mm-hmm. And forgetting to turn in the Salvation Army bucket. You know, his kids got to eat too.
We got Clint from Oklahoma. All right, Clint, let's see what you got. Onward.
Hi, yes, my name is Clint Easterwood from Oklahoma City, and I was wondering why y'all been talking about sucking them thumbs and penises and stuff. Y'all like gay? I don't think it.
Damn. Clint from Oklahoma, I appreciate you reaching out, buddy. We're always talking about thumbs, and we only talk about sucking dick in one episode, and that was for a 50K proposal. Now, Clint from Oklahoma, I'd like to believe that $50,000 is probably 3 years of your pay. And I'm willing to bet you'd probably be willing to do that in spring and fall.
I'm guaranteed he probably fucking did.
Clint, we're glad you listened to the show, but we think you might be a pedophile. We will call you out.
We will call you out on this show.
If you sound like a pedophile.
But Clint, if you want to take me out to dinner, I mean, it's fine. We'll go out. We'll pink it and stink it together. We'll go for it. 50,000.
Oh, bro.
50,000 in dinner.
There's an invitation, Clint.
I'm talking candlelight dinner and shit at Taco Bell, you know.
Oh, okay. Getting that gordita, daddy.
You show a little toe, you might get some action too. I'm just putting it up.
Damn. And I'm gonna take a shit right afterwards too.
You getting on some of that hitter guacamole? You know what I mean?
Shit, I'm walking a lot.
I don't know how to respond to this. Pink it or stink it. Why are we gay? I'm going to say gay for what, bro? Gay for rainbows? I love rainbows. I fucking love rainbows. I love unicorns. Mm. And I love everybody. So you know what?
I love sucking toes. I'm going to pink it.
You know what? Yeah.
I'm a thumb sucker. They call me thumper.
Right. Well, a thumb is kind of the derivative of the toe, so I guess we have to
You're
be
damn good. Right. You're yeah. damn right.
That's true.
Let's just go.
Pink it.
That's true. Yeah. Pink it. All right, gentlemen, we've got one more we can get in here. We've got Bobby Ray from South Carolina joining us tonight. Let's hear what Bobby Ray got.
Jesus. I got
it. Hey, y'all. It's Bobby Ray from South Carolina. Pink it or stink it? Nutella. I like to dip my chicken wings in Nutella. Sometimes I rub it on my balls. Let my kitty nipples come on over and just lick it with that little sandpaper tongue. Mm-hmm. Pink it or stink it?
What the fuck, Bobby Ray?
Dude, you talk about Nutella?
I feel like that was a lot of... Bro, South I feel Carolina. Like that was a lot of information. All I know is I'm not letting no kitty cat named Nipples get next to my ball sack with that sandpaper tongue.
I don't know, man.
Damn.
Fuck, we're all speechless on this one.
Yeah,
I'm stinking. I don't like Nutella.
I'm a Zinger Nation. I ain't with Nutella.
Oh, zing zing, baby.
Just the name alone turns me off.
I'm going to tell you right now, you guys might not believe this. I have never had Nutella.
No. I guarantee you've had it in your mouth while you've been sleeping. It's just chocolate dip.
What,
it ain't nothing
what is
fancy.
It, bro? It's like hazelnut or some shit, isn't it?
It just tastes like dirty fucking juice.
Oh, man.
Oh, the worst kind. Yeah.
I hate that
shit,
bro. It's
just
like
a bunk-ass chocolate. I don't know what it is. It's gross.
All right, what was his name? His name, Bobby Ray. Bobby Ray from South Carolina. I'm going to go ahead and stink that.
Stink that shit.
Stinking all the way.
Stinking it. Hey, if you've got submissions that you want to put in for Pink It or Stink It, go ahead and go to the link on Twitter and go down to messages, leave us voicemail.
Ain't nothing for any Pink It or Stink It. Ain't nothing too fucked up.
Nothing, obviously, obviously.
Man, you can ask me what I do in the back of a cruise ship fucking bathroom for $25. I'll fucking answer that.
Oh, shit. Hell, you take video.
Guarantee it's going to fall some toes 12. And some Nutella.
That's a promise.
But I won't do that.
That's a damn lie.
He will do that.
Hey, is this shot time, boys? I believe it is.
We got St. Paddy's Day coming up.
Paddy's with two.
What are you doing?
2D working.
You got to work on Paddy's?
I'm slanging that slaw.
Oh, you slinging that corned beef and slaw, daddy.
Fucking day long.
Oh, shit.
You guys having corned beef? I'm going to come see you.
Man, it's going to smell like the fucking... Remember like when the Sizzler would have all you could eat like fucking shrimps and shit? It's going to smell like when all the old people go blow at the bathroom. That's what it's going to smell like.
You gonna make that green beer?
Oh,
gonna put that food color in.
Yeah, it's gonna get all over my hands. I'm gonna look like the fucking Incredible Hulk. Got real fat.
Yeah, that's baby. What like. That's what I'm talking about.
And the next day, I'll serve taco salad.
And you ain't gonna wash your hands.
Why would I?
Who cares?
There's no sign at my job that said I should. Even though the government tells me I should, but I don't trust the government. So why would I?
You can't. No, you can't.
It's just a recommendation. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's just an old belief. It's an old wise tale. I mean, if anything, I'm going to wash my hands before I go and touch my balls because I don't know where all those other people have been that I've been touching hands with, and I don't want that on my balls.
Les looked like he was a baby just born and got one of those newborn hats on.
It does. Damn.
Les, put your mouth up and just go nom 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 nom
nom nom nom nom nom nom.
That's it. That's what's going after the end of coming in hot. That's what that motherfucker sounds like when he's sucking toes. You toe sucking motherfucker.
Oh fuck.
So happy right now.
Cocksucker. Don't lean in like Charles Barkley, like you got a point to make.
I'm leaning in like Les on a big old penis.
Oh damn.
That sound better now.
Yeah, no, 50K makes you feel right.
I had a question, and it came to me the other day.
Yeah.
He had a Tiffany.
Yeah, he did.
And I was thinking about it. When is the appropriate age to start wearing overalls? Like all old guys. I was out to dinner with my daughter, and there's two old guys there sitting eating dinner wearing overalls. Okay. When is it time to start wearing overalls?
Bro, I'd say about 48.
I'm thinking like now.
You could get into it now.
I'm 37, and I think I should start wearing overalls. Okay. Looking like a farmer.
Les, don't encourage him. He was 37 4 years ago.
When should I start wearing overalls?
I mean, you can ask the coming in hot nation.
I am asking.
I'd like to say it's like 48.
I'm saying at least over 50.
I'm going. Okay, you're right there.
I'm saying like 45, because 45 you start getting like.
You watch too much Price is Right, motherfucker. You know to go under to get the best bid.
I'm gonna go $37 on a fucking.
My name's Les. I'm gonna go a dollar.
How many onions can I put on this, Bob Barker?
I hate you.
Really? It's just it came to me. Two guys were sitting there eating dinner at the Chinese buffet wearing overalls, and I was like, damn.
How comfortable they look, bro.
It looked like, you know, like when you eat Chinese food and like your belly gets full and you got to kind of like undo your belt a little bit.
Yes. Yes, bro.
He just sat there and he had the toothpick in his mouth, just picking his teeth, and he was like,
yep. Because you know why he's comfortable, bro.
Fucking last night, and blah, 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 blah. And fucking, man, he just looks so comfy in them. You know? My wife's like,
that's what it is.
Wear those, I'm going to leave you. I'm like, I'm going to fucking start wearing them because they look comfy.
Bro, on the Lolo, you send me your size. You send me the size you want. You'll have a pair that I have coming in hot on the fucking front little bib, dude. It'll be fucking coming in hot on the bib with the two straps.
If there is somebody out there that will model for us fucking a pair coming in hot, fucking overall bib, man or woman, don't give a fuck who you are. Fucking, we will send those out, man. We will send them out, man. But I remember, like remember when we grew up, everybody wore them, and like young people don't look like teenagers and middle adults and people that still come to my bar that just got out of prison but went to prison in like 97.
Yep.
Don't look right wearing them. My wife won't, I swear, I want to wear them, but my wife won't let me. I'd wear them like I was high class, like Les was wearing like high class suspenders.
My name's Josh.
So we decided we're gonna do the rest of the podcast like this.
We're just gonna talk like this.
Yes, we're gonna give shout outs like this.
Shout out to Bronson O'Shea, Benton Tigers.
Shout out to Big T. You know who you are.
Shout out to Joe Exotic, who's in prison. Big shout out to Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic, we miss you, baby. Shout out to Couldn't Care Less Podcast. Our boy over there doing big things. We love you.
Couldn't Care Less.
You're beautiful. You're like a sweet baby angel.
Shout out to Bunkerfly. Thank you, Bunkerfly. Guys.
Dave, we don't care. We don't care that you take change in July.
We don't care. It's like somebody glued an acorn in your body, and then you got this big mound of foreskin on you. We don't care.
No, it don't bother us, baby. It don't bother us.
To all the people recording their podcast in the Goodwill parking lot, God bless.
God bless you. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all. Hey, let's give a shout out to Dating Confessions with Alicia and Jack.
Hey, you guys.
And Strange Year, sponsors of this episode.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate the love. Somebody send them a t-shirt or something. I don't know.
Former Governor Jesse Ventura. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Thank you, former Sergeant Slaughter.
Kool-Aid, you coming in as a robot, baby.
Yeah, you are.
Because I am a robot.
My name is Stephen Hawkins. I am looking for sex.
Whoa, I thought we couldn't talk about retards on here. Whoa.
Dude, Stephen Hawkins is a brilliant man. We can make fun of him.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, he died.
Did he?
Yeah, he died.
No, you're thinking of Steve Irwin.
No, Steve Irwin's still alive. Oh, no, Steve Irwin died.
He died too.
Yeah, he died too.
Was in a car accident.
Yeah.
With an old Corvette Stingray.
Yeah. Who else do we have to thank?
We got to get our listeners.
All our listeners.
Hey, we'd like to thank, obviously, the USA. Bangladesh. Whoever you are in Bangladesh, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. Send us a question, whatever.
Yeah, we got to say thank you for understanding us.
Yes.
More ways than one.
We've got the UK, Norway, India, Canada, Australia.
Australia's in there.
We got Germany. We got Bosnia, and we got the Republic of Moldova.
You know where that's at? That's where a Bunkerfly records at. That's between.
That's the spot little spot. At.
Little spot between Jersey and good Jersey and bad Jersey.
Performing in the Blue Oyster Lounge tonight, we have the band Life and Idol.
Catch 22, singing their new hit single,
Catch 22.
Really check these guys out, man. They're pretty fucking badass.